is hard as hell. United, Tottenham, Arsenal. Watch my lips and I will spell, cause they don't just play, but they can rap as well.
My idea was that to build Liverpool into a bastion of invincibility, you know what I mean? Napoleon had that idea, he would conquer the bloody world.
Welcome back to season 3 of the Anfield South podcast. It's me, your boy, back at it again, Slim, as always. You know what I'm saying? And today, we got 6-time Sam with us. What are you
That's
saying,
right.
brother?
19 times now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. 19.
Hey, he's changed his name. He's Sam 19. You know what I'm saying? And obviously,
you got Bayesian Bruce.
Come
AKA
on.
Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, back at it again, boys, for another season, man. And we are current Premier League champions, man.
Feels good, baby.
Reigning champions.
Do you know what? Yeah, when you watch them opening credits to like the Premier League games, or even to the match of the day.
Yes.
And you see the team lifting the trophy, still fills me with pride, you know?
Enough pride.
I see a lot of people giving stick about, oh, you lift the trophy to an empty stadium. Bro, do you know how many millions we're watching on TV?
100%. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where that come from, but we ain't going to start with no negatives, you know what I'm saying? But as I said, back at it, it's season 3 for us, you know what I'm saying? And the season just started yesterday against very well organised Leeds United, the winners of the championship last season, EFL last season. So, I mean, I'm going to start with, I expected a tough game, but I expected Bielsa to play football, and bloody hell did they play football.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts well, doesn't it, boys? I mean, who wants to dive into the first goal?
Do you want to have it?
Liverpool first goal or...
Who scored first? We scored first, no?
Oh, penalty.
Yeah, we had the penalty, innit? We got the penalty. Mm. What do you think about that penalty, though, Sam? In all honesty, take your Liverpool hat off for a second.
Harsh. I think it's harsh. I mean, someone turns, shoots, and like shooting at that pace, it's going to be difficult to get your arms out of the way. But give it. I'll take it. Not complaining.
A lot of people are going to say that we got VAR in our pocket already.
For me, actually, it's a pen. And I know people say it's harsh, but we've been playing in this sort of environment of the way they're giving pens for a minute now. This guy, in all fairness, has come from Championship. And I'm not mocking the Championship like it's a million miles away, but...
But they don't have VAR in Championship, do they?
Okay. Now, in our league, how many times you see the fellas' hands are straight behind their thing? Mm. The other thing that went against him, when you actually look at it again, I don't think the ref's seen this, or he might have done, I should give him credit for it, is when... I can't remember who's hit it. Was it Salah that actually hit it?
I think it was Salah that hit it.
Yeah. When he's hit it, when you actually look where it's going, it's actually going on target. It actually looks like it's going to go into the far corner. Mm-hmm. And when my man's hand's out here, he's actually stopped it. And then obviously where he stopped it, then he's in control of it and he clears it away.
Well, it comes off his knee to his hand, innit? Yeah, but I agree with you.
We're at disadvantage from that point, innit? So in all fairness, for me, I can see why anyone thinks it's harsh because you come from the old school like me. Uh-huh. But in this, I got to look at it now from the news side. If that happened against us, I'd have said it's harsh, but I can see why they're giving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my viewpoint on it. I don't want to take it away from you, Sam.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
It's all about opinions, man. You know what I mean? That's what we
love,
man.
What about you, Captain?
Do you know what? Hey, I don't know about that. It's a pen, isn't it? For me, it's a pen. And the reason why it's a pen is because it stops the trajectory of the ball. Like, it's not... For me, there are penalties where... It's a yellow card, red card. Mm-hmm. And there are penalties where, if that's outside of the box, it's a free kick. Because you stop the ball from going where it's going.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I just believe it's a free kick. Mm. It's in the box, so it's a penalty. Mm. So harsh as people might say or whatever, for me, it's a pen. And I'd be upset if it got given against us, but I'd understand it. And I'd respect it. Do you know what I mean?
100.
Like you said, we in an era of defending where... For me, I saw David Luiz do it first, his Chelsea days, but we're in an era of defending where defenders, the first thing they're doing is put their hands behind their back or down by their sides, so there could be no ifs, buts, or maybes. And I think that's just the naivety of the Leeds defenders coming from the Championship, just not knowing the ropes. And, you know, he's had, you know, because you put your arm out to maybe balance a little bit. Can't do that in 2020, man. You know what I mean? So.
I'm old school defender, so I still think it's harsh. I think like the pace that these guys play at, like the movement and that, to hit it, to get out the way at something going at that fast is just, but no, I respect your point. See where you're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give a I'll give an opinion on the rest of the where we're standing with this.
Let's go to their equaliser, innit?
Yeah.
Let's talk about their equaliser because for me, good football, really. There's a couple of thoughts in there, but I'll let you guys have your say first before I dig into it.
If I'm honest with you, I was actually quite pissed off throughout the game. And the reason for that, for this bit, is at that point there, we've gone 1-0 up, yeah?
Yeah.
The thing was, I just never felt that we were kind of in control. Like, there was always that... I didn't feel that Leeds were super rushing us, but they were making themselves known that they're about, like, yeah, in the game. I'm talking about the way they try and shut you down.
They're known for the press.
Yeah. They were doing their thing, but I didn't feel that we were well out of our depth, yeah? But what I did find was I found we were very complacent. That was my thing. And I'll tell you why I think we were complacent, yeah? And we'll have to lead to the other bits because I don't want to go... But so that goal is literally just bang. It's knocked up to this lad.
Yeah, out on the left, all right. Yeah.
He's got Trent on the turn. This has happened to Trent before.
Yeah, he took it inside.
Yeah.
He took it inside.
He's got in here. Yeah. Now, there was just before that incident... There was something else that happened where I found Gomez was out of position and Hendo was bust the gut, yeah, to actually get back. It was only because I can't remember what Leeds player it was that tried to play the ball into Bamford.
It was dead, innit?
But I could see where our problems were coming from. And I felt it was because people, they were kind of, boys were thinking, it's Leeds, we're at home, we don't lose at home. It was just that kind of, because there was mistakes being made.
Yeah.
I don't know if people will say it's our first game. No,
that, do you know what?
Nah, we're a new team. Like, I think that the way Klopp's kind of built us, we should be wise to that. Our mentality should be wise. And I think we just switched off there. And I would have thought like one Leeds play against two of our men, we should have dealt with it.
Mm.
That was my biggest disappointment of that. Like two of him, one of you just take him out, and if you can't get him, and I just
The take him out thing wouldn't have worked because he got into the box. The way his touch that took him inside, took him into the box, hence why there was no
Alexander Arnold just
no he wanted no he cool. yeah he wanted to I could see he wanted to like to make a tackle, but he knew he couldn't because he was in the box, so I understand why he didn't make a tackle. For me, the mistake came from the no pressure on the ball. That guy, whoever passed the ball, is bad because I don't know his name. I don't know hardly any of the Leeds players' names. Like, hold on.
But for me, there's still enough time. The guy's got it. He's got Alexander Arnold in front of him.
No.
And he's got Gomez on the cover.
No.
So for him to kind of beat Alexander Arnold, then for me, Gomez's challenge was weak.
I disagree with you. By the way, don't Leeds look like some mad foreign team. Like they come from Spain or Italy or something. Side note. The pressure on the ball from that first pass needed to be there. And I tell you why, because he had so much time to look up and play that pass that the guy that on our right, their left, the way he's controlled it and taking it inside Trent, that's taking Trent out of the game. And that can happen, yeah? Mm. A guy can control it, go inside the defender, and then Aubameyang did it to, was it Nico Williams?
Turned him inside out.
Do you get what I'm saying? That can happen. The only way you stop from happening is if you put pressure on the pass and that pass is not allowed to be made. How many times last season did Van Dijk play those diagonal passes and we got in that way? So we know that move, but we didn't have the pressure on the ball. The whole game, that guy, whoever he is, he was dropping into that position. He was like dropping in that position, trying to play that sort of quarterback role, and there was no pressure on the ball. Do you know what I'm saying? What Leeds did really well throughout the whole game is they gambled the risk reward thing. They play like us, you know.
They were brilliant.
If you watch it, they gambled a lot of guys upfield and gambled on winning the ball high up and breaking like we do. But yeah, if there's pressure on that pass, that pass doesn't come, when we're okay. But that's for me, that's because the midfield was a bit sloppy, a bit lackadaisy. Hendo was off the pace. Do you know what I mean? I think coming back from injury, I think he needed the minutes to get in the tank, but he was off the pace. There was one point he was running. It's like he had a parachute on his back. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's where the mistake was made from that pass then. And from then on, it was good. It was a good control. He was inside Trent. He got into the box with that touch. Fair enough, Gomez could have been over sooner, but no one could make a tackle because he's in the box. Hence why Gomez tried to block the shot and Alexander Arnold was kind of just behind him, like waiting for an opportunity. But it's my opinion.
I didn't think Gomez had a great game, but that's something else. That's just me.
I thought attacking wise, we were good. For me, going forward, we were good. I just defensively,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's break down the goals. Let's break down the goals because obviously there's a lot to break down. Yeah, let's break down the goals and then we can just talk about the overall, the good and the bad, innit? So obviously then that's 1-1.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's early in the game, so I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty much relaxed.
Yeah, same no here. Panic.
I'm not panicking.
I've seen what
we've
seen what we've done the last couple of seasons. You know what's I'm come. Confident we can turn it around.
Corner, Andy Robertson. Yeah. Big Verge.
The header was so mad, yeah, that it went in. The keeper's inside the net. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no noise. Even the brother who's whoever you were, you missed your cue. Because there was no crowd.
Yeah, the guy on the button.
It went to after, he was like, oh, like a FIFA goal. You know, you score FIFA, you do the celebration. Yeah. But yeah, there was no thing. But yeah, brilliant. Well played, well taken.
Desire,
fantastic.
Determination. Yeah. I want that ball. I'm going to get that ball. 100%. Everyone in the net with him. Excellent.
It was amazing.
It was a great header. It was an absolutely great header. Do you know what I mean? And then, oh Jesus, sorry mate, I'm just lighting up my pocket. So we're back to 2-2. Did you feel in control of the game at 2-2?
Oh, it was 2, you missed our day.
I mean, 2-1, sorry, my bad. 2-1, sorry.
At that point there, I felt, sorry to cut you there, Sam, we needed another goal. When we scored that one there, I thought, get another goal, we make it 3-1. Then we're gonna be. Then I would say we're super comfortable.
I thought our experience would take us through. I thought 2-1. Like obviously we made a mistake. We got that out of our system early. We're gonna go on. We're gonna control the game. Gonna kind of dictate the way things went. But obviously, as this story unfolds, we're gonna find out that that wasn't the case.
So well, 2-1. I didn't think we were in control, but I thought we'd kick on because. Let's be honest, the front three looked hot, didn't they? Like from the start of the game.
Salah was on stuff.
From the beginning of the game, he looked like he was ready and up
that
for it.
That was the Salah of old. That's what I want to see.
I felt that Samson shouldn't have cut his hair, but nah, he proved me wrong.
Yeah.
He proved me wrong, Sam, he did.
But then what happens? What was Van Dijk really doing?
So tell me, guys, tell me again if that isn't, because all he had to do there, for me, he could have nodded that back to Alisson, job's done. But it's that a bit of arrogance, a bit of complacency, where you've seen him again against Brighton, yeah? It's gone viral where the man's controlled it with his head. The geezer's gone this way and he just turned the man.
But this is what I want to ask you, Sam. We were happy to see these Van Dijk do these things last season and laugh about it and enjoy all the memes and all of that stuff. This is what he does. So he's done it yesterday and it hasn't quite come off. Can we really be angry at him?
When you look at it in light of the bigger picture and what he's done for us and how he shored up our defence and there's so few mistakes that he's come, no. But I mean, for his experience, for kind of what he brings to the team, I just thought he should know better. That's basically it. You should know better. and he didn't, and it led to a goal.
Well, he tried to actually flick it back over to Robertson. Didn't he? That's what he was trying.
Crazy.
Yeah,
but it was still tight there.
Yeah.
There's a time and there's a place for it. If you're 3-1 up, 4-1 up, and you try that and it don't pull off and they score and it's 4-2, all right, cool. Heads up, boys, let's go. But at that point there, you don't do that.
2-1.
I don't think you do that.
The way Leeds were playing.
Don't do that. I'm sorry. He's the man. I love him to bits. He doesn't make mistakes. But at this point here, you don't do that there. But I think it was a good time for it to happen. Because when it happened, after that, everything he makes sure now. Everything after that was, I'm making sure now.
Yeah.
You lay it back, you're laying it back with enough pass on, enough hit, enough power on it. You know what I mean? You're making sure. But 2-2 at that point, I'm like, Jules will tell you, the fridge will tell you, I was pissed.
I was pissed. That's when I started worrying. I made it 2-2 and I'm like, okay, what? We're in a game here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. They've actually come to play. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, okay, we need to get serious now. But even at 2-2, even though I sat up a little bit more and paid more attention, I still felt we could win it. And then Salah, that rocket. Wow.
Bits, bro.
I was scared. I'm glad the keeper didn't get behind it because I think he might have like ended up in A&E, bro.
Yeah. Dislocated his arm, dislocated his wrist. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was what can you say, man? That was just a great strike, man. Clean as well. Yeah. Like he hit that so clean.
It was always going, no keeper in the world would save that. And it was good to see like that determination from Salah, that edge to his game that was there in that first season. I saw that yesterday and that really pleased me.
He was back and he was ready, Salah, and I think he shut up. You know the naysayers from last season? Like, oh, he's greedy. I think that silenced them a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, but still. All right, so we're back on top. We're 3-2. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're thinking, okay, boom. Like, we can do, we can move on. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Set half time comes. Yeah. You think, you know,
that's Klopp, the thing, yeah. Klopp's going to get into him. Klopp's going to, like, you know what, were you playing that, man? You know, take this seriously.
Wake
like,
up.
Yeah, we didn't become champions playing like that, so you need to sort it out. So I thought, yeah, half time, Klopp's going to go and tear a strip off them, and they're going to come up all firing. But yeah.
Well, we controlled the game a lot better when we came out in the second half, I think. Without really doing too much, I don't think, like, I didn't feel uncomfortable. I didn't feel like, oh my God, they're going to score.
I felt, again, going forward, I haven't got a problem with our attacking play yesterday. I thought going forward we were good, but defensively, there were big gaps between the defence and the midfield. Normally you want the team to be compact so that they're not finding those gaps, but there seem to be those gaps there. I don't know if you notice, what's it? Gomez and Alexander are always deeper than Van Dijk and Robinson. So that unity in the defence weren't there.
I think that's because of the side that obviously Virgil's more looking to his left side, and he sort of marshals more his left side, I think. And I think it's down to Gomez to obviously marshal the right side. But there were a couple incidents where Van Dijk was behind Gomez certain times, and Gomez was behind Van Dijk. So maybe that synchronicity isn't there yet. Do you know what I'm saying?
That understanding.
Maybe it's just not back at maximum level at the minute. Do you know what I mean?
For me, I thought you were going to touch on it there, Sam, because he's coming close to what I thought he was going to say, yeah? That for me, the midfield yesterday, I would have probably gone a bit more safer, innit? Because people always like laugh at me because I'm Mr. Safe, innit? But I just felt that our defence, where it needed a little bit of like protection at times, it weren't getting it. There was a gap. So what was happening was these guys were getting it. So you talk about these pockets, That's what I thought you were gonna normally it's not there, innit? We shut it up. You can't do that.
Who plays there though?
So if I would have gone with our normal thing would be Fabs, which he was on the bench, it'd be Hendo and Genie, innit? Yeah. That's a tried and trusted thing. But he's gone for he's trying to give us something. I don't know.
He's trying to give us that from midfield,
isn't it?
I'll be honest with you, I agree that Keita started that game. And while we're on the subject, let's talk about Keita's game. On a whole, I thought he was okay. I thought he did well. I wasn't displeased with him. Like, he could have always given us more, of course, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't get an assist or anything like that, but I thought he was okay.
I think Naby did well in that game. I don't think, but you know what I'm looking for? I think for our kind of midfield, you need the guy that does what Naby does, and you also need him to the other bit as well.
Bingo. Yeah.
I think
going forward it was fine, but the way we play, you've got to defend. Our fullbacks push up, the two on the like, so the two kind of wide centre midfielders, in yesterday's case it was Keita and Wijnaldum, they've got to tuck in and help the fullbacks because they push up. And again, Wijnaldum, even Wijnaldum and Keita, they didn't do it.
Is that Naby Keita's game though?
It's got to be his game.
No. What you want him to do is one thing, but what he is used to doing is a whole other thing. So I'm just saying, given the fact that he's been injured a lot, not played a lot of football in our team, is that something that he's going to have to adjust to over time?
Mate, 3 seasons here, you're in season 3.
But you know what?
I'm expecting.
I'm not going to have that whilst I get, he's been here 3 seasons, I understand that. How much has he played? How long you been and how much you played is two different things. Training's one thing and match is another thing. How much match time has he had? Do you see what I'm saying? I'm playing devil's advocate here right now. So I'm saying to you,
you've been here 2 full seasons. You should know. You should know that you've got to. Like, even Wijnaldum, look at Wijnaldum. Wijnaldum's an attacking player, but he's learned that defensive side. Keita, for me,
I'm not disagreeing.
After your first, this season, like, there's no excuses for me. He's got to bring it.
Oh, I agree with I'm just saying.
Yeah, agree.
The game time hasn't been there for Naby, so is it going to take him just a little while to get used to the fact that as much as I go forward, I still need to get back and I still need to do this thing back here? Because let's have it right. He's not lazy. He doesn't get back. I don't find that. I'm looking at the game, watching the game, thinking, where are you, Naby? he tries to get back.
Do you know what it is? It's being able to sniff out the danger. That I think that's what he needs. So it's sometimes you don't necessarily need to put a tackle in. It's just being somewhere where
position
you stop
yourself.
Something. Yeah, where you stop
a
ball going into a dangerous position, because it doesn't seem dangerous here, but once it goes past and goes into here, now the picture opens up for that team. You've got a problem, and that's what we need. We need someone to plug the hole. You need them to do it quickly. That's what it is. The front three, I find they do their thing really in that sense where they hurry these guys up. But then when it goes past that, it's these boys need to step up and do their bit. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want our line, our defensive line, coming under too much stress when it doesn't need to, innit?
I felt personally yesterday he should have played Naby, Genie, and Fabinho.
Rather than playing Hendo.
I think he should have given Hendo minutes. 60, 70, giving him minutes then. But in from the start.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know much about Leeds personally. Don't watch the Championship. But he would have.
Yeah.
So he would have known about their style, how aggressive they are, how physically fit they are. So I just think putting in a half baked Henderson wasn't a great idea.
That was a surprise for me to see Henderson start. I thought I thought he'd come on with like 20 minutes ago. Hopefully by then I assume that the game would be safe by then and he can get his minutes and he can work his way up, but that weren't the case.
I think it was down to the fact that I watched a bit of Championship football, to be honest, and Leeds did all right, but I think he looked at it and probably thought that with what he had we would have been okay, we would have coped. I think that's what he thought, generally speaking, isn't it?
That's a fair shout.
Yeah, like, I think
we should be able to.
Yeah, that's
no disrespect to Leeds.
But I just feel, regardless of the opposition, putting a man who's just come back from injury into a game from the off at a team that are quite physically fit and do a lot of running, and man who's not 100%, I think that's just a bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it personally, but I would have. Fabs had to, when I saw Fabs coming on, I was like, yes, but going on from it, the bit that got me was when he then took off. Oh, who did he take off and put on Curtis for? Who did he take off? I'm so sorry. I can't remember.
Do you know what? I can't remember.
There was a sub, where he took off Curtis.
He took Henderson off. He took Henderson off.
Was it Henderson?
Yeah, he took Henderson off. Fabinho came on for Naby Keita.
Oh, that was it. Right. Yeah. So then he took Hendo off, and put on Curtis. At this point, I'm like, should we have done this here now? Because Curtis is good in certain aspects of it, of the game, innit? But of his game.
But if you check it, Throughout the whole game, the midfield was kind of like two more defensive-minded players and an attacking midfielder. Mm. So when he's taken Naby Keita off, he's basically replaced Naby Keita with Curtis Jones in a sense. Do you get what I mean? Because Curtis is the more attack-minded out of the three that were on the pitch at that time. So it was kind of like for like when you actually think about it.
Yeah, it was.
So it wasn't that bad. I thought I would have seen Minamino come on, to be fair. I thought I would have seen him in place of Naby. I thought Henderson would for Fabinho, and I thought Naby for Minamino at some point. That's what I thought.
In light of how he did pre-season, I thought we'd definitely see Minamino.
I think if you put Minamino in, I think we would have been exposed more though, because you're losing a number in there for what you're getting.
You say that, but okay, let's all be honest. Minamino, we didn't see much of him play, but when we played against us, his defensive capabilities were there for all to see. Yeah, he was tracking back, winning the ball. He worked hard.
He's a worker.
When they played us in the Champions League. So he has it in his locker. More than Naby Keita, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I don't know. I don't see him as that. I see him more, I don't know. For me, I see him. He's been excellent in the last few games I've seen him playing, but like for me, just going back to Curtis Jones, he would be an even better player because I just find everything he wants to do has to be finesse. He's gonna do a shot, he's gotta whip it. I don't mind you having a bit of style and whip, but sometimes you gotta do it the ugly way, innit? And I don't mind it, but you gotta do it that way. And going on, at that point we're 3-2 up. He comes on. Now I'm not blaming him, so no one don't shoot me or at me. But what I'm saying is, he switched off for half a second. I don't know if it was Graeme Souness or someone. Graeme Souness kind of shared the blame on him and Wijnaldum. But I think Wijnaldum's a little bit away, further away. Not miles off, but he's further away. He's kind of got attracted to the ball. And Jones is there, and my man's just guided past him. Don't get me wrong, his touch, the ball to him, so his touch and his second shot was fantastic.
Well, I think that was a mishit cross, personally. Mm. The pass, the, mm. personally, I think that was a mishit cross, but yeah, the tracking wasn't there from Jones, because Jones has him over the left-hand side of the pitch, and that player actually runs to the right-hand side of the pitch, yeah, as the ball switched over, and then you're right. I personally believe Jones switches off, and that gives him that free run to 100%. Get into the box.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Second of all, Andy Robertson on that their third goal. Don't you think he's partly to blame?
Could have closed that guy down a bit quicker.
Does he not back off and give him the chance to try and pick that pass, pick a pass or a cross?
Yeah. If we go back to compare that goal, Andy Robertson should, like we said, he should have closed that guy down compared to the first one when he's the first Leeds goal, when he's all the way kind of in their half and he's launched it. For me, there's still a lot, but in that final third, there's danger. That's why I don't really blame the pressing for that first goal, but with the third goal, he's in the final third.
He's rattling
that's
me.
That's danger.
He's rattling me.
It's just my views. I disagree with you.
Do you know why I disagree with you? Because there's danger in both situations. You cannot give a Premier League footballer time in the middle of the park to put his head up and pick a pass. You can't do it. To let a Leeds player do it is a disrespect to Leeds United. At the end of the day, they won the championship, yeah? They play good football.
For me, we're going to have to agree to disagree, but there's still a lot to do with that first goal. With Robertson, I'm fully with you. Like, there's danger. Don't let him get across.
But what's the difference, though? He played a dangerous pass. He's looking to play a dangerous pass. So for me, there's no difference. We play a pressing game from the front, yeah? And one of the midfielders join in. Someone should have been putting pressure on that ball, even if you're not going to get there, just to get up in his face so he doesn't have the time to go, oh, look, he's making a great run. There's no different.
Basically, for me, if there's one player against two of our defenders, I'm not necessarily panicking about the situation.
But it wasn't, though.
Gomez
was inside. The run started out on the wing. He's come inside. That's when Gomez has come across. The actual attack started out on the wing. The ball's played over to the wing. Mm-hmm. His touch is taking him inside, which is why then Gomez
has come across. Trent should have anticipated that.
Possibly, but what I'm saying is balls over the top can beat defenders.
They can.
And the way to get out of that is to not allow a footballer to get his head up and play that pass. You can't do it. I don't care where on the pitch that is, whether it's out on the wing or in the quarterback role, in front of your defence. You can't allow that. That's criminal in my books.
Not that bad. You got two. Anyway, we have to.
I won't agree to disagree.
But just going back to the third goal, you're right. He should have been in his face.
Yeah.
He should have been closing him down.
100%.
Because once that cross comes in, then just a touch and it can go in. And as it did, obviously, it not in the way I'm sure the player anticipated it, but like, yeah, he got to their guy. Great touch, even better strike.
Yeah, great finish.
3-3.
Poor Alisson, man. First game of the season. Man conceded three goals in there. And all of them were kind of nothing he could really do about them, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think he would have been mad. Do you know what I mean? It's first game of the season. You probably want to start.
Yeah, start good footing, to go on. Yeah,
clean sheet. You know what I mean? Some good saves. Because he didn't really make any saves in the game, Alisson, did he? I can't really.
Yeah, they had three shots on target, three goals.
That's just what I'm saying. So,
but that was my point as well. As much as everyone raves about how great Leeds were in the game, it's how good really were we in that regard.
I think that's an easy thing to do, to say, you know what, we were bad, so Leeds got...
Not necessarily.
I think that's an easy thing to do. I think Leeds were good enough to make us make those mistakes.
But let's look at it like this. Yeah. In the Norwich game, first game...
Oh, we agreeing? Yeah.
First game of the season against Norwich last season, they had chances in that game where if they had took their chances, they didn't have many, but if they had took their chances, it would have been a completely different game. I actually remember that game because that was a... I always look at you got to get yourself on a good start. But I felt that these guys, they got their chances, they took their chances, and that was pretty much it. And that was what kept them in the game. You see, now what can happen is if you miss a chance like that, and then obviously we go down the other end and we score, so now we're two up, you're gone now. Your head's gone. But it was just enough to keep them in it. But like, this ain't me being thing. Patrick Bamford, I don't rate him.
Championship striker.
When Bamford was in on goal, I wasn't even actually that thing. Even when he scored the other one, it was kind of lucky because the thing got a touch on it and it just ended up going on the far side. He actually didn't, he didn't even look like he had confidence that it was going to make it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we were lucky. If we were in front of someone else who's a killer in front of goal, we'd have had a problem. Because I think a little bit, if they had got themselves two goals in front, boy, a draw would have been the best we would have been looking at. I'll be real. I'll be real.
What's a good start for you though? Performance or points?
Do you know what?
First game of the season, I'm talking.
I want points in it, but I'll give you that. If points, you're giving me one of the points. Things, I have to pick one of them.
Points or performance?
Yeah.
I'm all about points, innit?
Yeah,
like, because you think about it, usually you come from a longer pre-season, so you haven't really played that much competitive games. Into, you know what I mean? You play your friendlies, but let's be honest, friendlies aren't nothing like the Premier League, are they? So, you know what I mean? So, boy, first game of the season, I'm taking points all day.
Points, defo.
100%.
But, boy, as we've been saying, the man Mo steps up again, boy.
Yeah.
And look, bro, let's talk about his penalties, because the first one, he absolutely rattled it. Rattled it.
He knew what he was doing.
There, he hits those penalties with some sort of some power, man. Do you know what I mean? Like his run ups are mad as well. Like he takes that mad curve, bro.
They make me worry. I can't lie. I'm more when Milner takes him, I'm like, I'm cool. I can sit and watch it. That one there, I'm a bit like,
I'm used to kind of that Milner kind of technique of a penalty. Yeah. But Salah's,
it's different.
I did wonder where he was going to put it, because he does usually like to smash him down down the middle, doesn't he? And I think that works for the first one, but
When you get the next one in the game, it's a madness, isn't it? Got to go placement.
Sometimes you can overthink it. You can overthink, is he going to do that? But just you really just want to stick to your penalty technique.
So he rattles number four in, and obviously we win the game. But let's talk about a one Bobby Firmino. Because he had a glorious chance.
Yeah.
A glorious chance.
Yeah.
And
we're talking about one in the second half, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-3.
And like,
should have buried it. Simple as.
Should have buried it. Thank you. Because I think he flicks at it to try and take it early and catch the keeper unaware. But it doesn't really get any purchase on it.
For a number nine,
just a bit. Like, if that came from, say, a Fabinho or a Wijnaldum, that kind of power, then I might be like, okay,
you're not really playing.
But for a number nine,
yeah,
he's what he's supposed to be. I was a bit like,
I actually thought that was it. That was our chance. That was it done.
Yeah, me too.
3-3. But now he's got to believe in himself. I think whereby it's looking like the signings aren't going to be there, we need a place to kind of go again. And him in particular, because for what he gives a team, the link up play, how he knits things together, brilliant, but we need goals.
He can't go the whole season without scoring at home like he did last season, can he?
Nah. He's got to contribute more goals. I don't even think he got 10 league goals. And I think for a player of his ability, should be getting 15, I think.
Let me roll that back. He scored some important goals, though. The one that comes to mind is Wolves away.
No, he did.
On the road, he scored some important goals.
Against Spurs
Tottenham
as well.
Yeah, Chelsea, away. He did, but
his home record's got to be better.
I'm so baffled that the guy actually scores away from home like that, because normally it's the other way around. People struggle scoring away from home, but at home it's like they're comfy, isn't it? But I don't know. You know what it kills me with him sometimes? Sometimes he gets important chances in them home games. Like that, for me, that's an important chance there. You get that, bang. You know what I mean? I mean, you're in a nice perch like at that point in that stage of the game, and he missed it. And then I'm thinking, voice in my head thinking, you're going to have that one chance. You're going to get that one chance.
I was
chance.
Saying that to myself. That's all I could hear.
And
I thought that was it. We were going to draw the game, but.
Do you know what? Even going back further than that, I think it was at 3-2. Didn't Wijnaldum have that chance?
I don't know how he didn't wrap that.
And the thing is, I let him off of it because he's a midfielder.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't really, because he puts them away for Holland.
Yeah.
Is it me, or do you think he hit that? Basically, kind of, it was nice height for the keeper. It wasn't really nice.
It didn't even look like it was rough at heart. Like, bruv, that is just like, the lever behind that, any man that's brave enough to put themselves on the line there, good luck to you. That's what should have happened.
But he tries to place it. He tries to kill me.
But it was right. It was a nice thing. Everything. It literally was at the keeper. He wasn't even really.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It was a nice height. It was just, you know what it was for Wijnaldum? It was a safe shot. It was safe.
Yeah.
He hit the target.
I don't want to miss the target.
Let me just hit the target. Yeah. And it looks like I've kind of done what I could.
It was safe. But anyway, back to Bobby. We're going to go back to Ronaldo, but back to Bobby. What's missing in his game?
Goals, simply. He does everything well.
What's missing for him to get those goals?
He's got to find a way of kind of, as well as doing the link-up play, getting in the box and just, he's got to sniff out opportunities. The good strikers make those runs and know where to go and they anticipate things and he needs to kind of get that into his game.
Do you know what, for me, what I think he's missing? I think he's missing the, it sounds right, but it's just having that knack of when to make a run and where to be. Because I just find he gets himself in fantastic positions, but how he needs, like, when he finishes in a certain position, how to finish that. Because that one he had, that finish he went for was the wrong one. In another time,
What would you think he should have done?
So, for me, I felt he, because to me, it actually looked like he's tried to hit it. I don't know if he hit it with the outside of his foot.
Yeah, he flicked it with the outside of his foot.
He's tried to hit it like he wants it to go like that. But to me, he would have beat the keeper this side, you know?
If he opened up his foot.
Yeah, he'd have beat him. But it's just knowing what to, and because he's not a natural striker, maybe, I think that's.
Are we being harsh? Was the ball behind him a little bit, though?
Nah, see, I'm trying to think back to how it was in that.
Should have buried it. Simple, plain and simple. Clear opportunity, should have scored.
Whilst I agree with you, I still believe the ball was slightly underneath him, which is why he's flicked it with the outside of his foot.
So you're feeling that he's improvised, and he's improvised the only way he could.
Because he was like, you know, like when it's underneath you, when you're kind of stumbling forward. That's what he looked like. And so he flicked at it early to try and get it in that far corner. That's how I see it. I still think a guy of his quality, I mean, Premier League striker, you know what I mean? You should be burying that. But
He definitely needs to improve, because I'm anticipating a closer title race, and those little things are going to count.
100%, man. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. I mean, we're lucky to get the penalty in the sense of, like...
Seriously, Fing is probably one of my favourite players in our... Fabs is one of Fabinho. My favourite players.
Yeah, I mean, what was he doing in there, man?
Mate, the desire. I saw him in points in the game. He actually picked it up and was trying to do those... He likes to do that little lob ball into the box.
Yeah,
I seen him trying. I seen him trying to do something. And I didn't see that much from our... I mean, for as much as great as everyone said Naby was... How many times did you actually see Naby actually get... Not that, I'm not saying Fred will try it. He was trying something, innit?
Yeah, I agree with you.
That was my thing. I mean, he actually got himself in a position where he's gone, right, where I am now, if you're going to hit me, this is a pen. And that's what's happened.
Yeah,
and that was a clear cut.
And the striker knew it. Yeah, he knew.
He just went, sorry, lads, I've let you down.
Yeah, yes. I mean, at that point... Let's be honest, Leeds were worthy of a point, weren't they?
Definitely. But towards the end, we did start pushing. We did actually, at that point, I say the last 8 minutes, we kind of pinned them back a bit. I mean, that was pretty much, they were like, cool, we'll try and take a finger.
But I don't know if it was Carragher or I can't know who else was commentating and said it. Pinning them back was working against us, realistically, because where they were coming out and playing, it was leaving spaces, and it looked like we were going to score every attack we had. But when they actually sat back, it looked like it was harder for us to actually get a clear chance. Yeah. So that's why we were fortunate to get a penalty, man.
But I find when we start turning the screw, though, one thing I've noticed with us, when we start turning the screw, it's a matter of time before, unless you're really comfortable and we haven't really given you any kind of grief throughout the game. But when we start turning that screw, mate, it's mad. You know the goal's coming or something's going to happen.
I thought our boldness kind of got us that penalty. Definitely. Fabinho was bold. He was you got to...
I love it, man. I love it. It was fantastic.
It's nice to see that the midfielders, the more defensive-minded midfielders, have got that in their locker. I mean, we know Fabinho can hit a shot, but to want to get into the box, you know what I mean?
And
like I did say before we started, like I think that's what's going to see us through to possibly retaining this title is that extra bit, that extra determination from players all around at different parts of the season. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, it was Fabinho. Do you know what I mean? Next week, it could be Gomez. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not losing this game. Let's go. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, so I think that's what's gonna see us through.
And that's a Klopp thing. Like, keep going to the 90th minute. You keep going. You don't give up. You keep trying and being creative and not losing hope. And
I want to come back to Ronaldo. Obviously, we know with all the speculation about him going Barca, do you think that affected his performance yesterday? Because he wasn't... Like, a lot of people say Ronaldo's ghost, innit? But me, personally, I see what he does. But 100%. He didn't really flatter to just me. Like, he didn't really do much for me yesterday.
Weren't one of his best performances.
Yeah, I just felt like he was just there.
Do you know what? I think it could be weighing on him. I think the fact that there's no... the contract's not just not been, there's nothing's been done. So when it's like this and it's just some grey cloud just there, it's dead. Normally though, we're so good when it comes to trying to, of recent times.
I think the contract thing is of his doing though. Is it, yeah.
What did he want for?
I don't know, I'm not sure what it was, but it's been going for years. For about a good year, we've been trying to kind of like, let's do this, let's make it happen,
wants more years than what we're willing to offer
him. But yeah, that's what it is. But I think, because I think in some respects, he's probably sounds like he's willing to like kind of finish up at the club, innit? Mm. If he did go anywhere else, it might be America or somewhere else or like that. Mm. I don't think he'll go anywhere else after that. But regardless of the matter, it needs to be resolved, innit? You can't have a player just playing for you like this, and it's limbo, like it's
that
horrible.
That looked like it could have been playing on his mind yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. Because I normally, what you see from him, what you get, even when he's on the ball, it's the arse out. Mm. It's just, you know what I mean? It's safe.
It wasn't there yesterday.
No, it wasn't there. And I agree with you. No, definitely. I think like it's playing a factor, definitely.
Yeah, we need to get that sewn up.
Please.
Would you see Ronaldo exit to see Thiago come in?
Thiago's a good player, don't get me wrong, but I think that we've got enough midfielders. I think if anything, judging on that game, we need a defender. That's why I don't think we need a defender. We don't overall, but if you look at that game, the way that they were disjointed,
Gomez
and
think,
Van Dijk weren't in sync, then if three goals conceded,
if that's happening in say 4 or 5 games time, then I might start looking like, right, maybe. But I think first game, like I said...
Yeah, obviously, as I said, based on that game, if anything, we need to defend. Everyone's like, oh, Salah, the front three. But for me, the front three were fine. The front three interlinked well.
I agree that we need a defender. And the reason why I think we need a defender is because when I don't know if anyone else sees it, we are majorly short, yeah? If something happens to Virgil at centre-back, you bring in Matip, who is actually prone to going out on average 2 to 3 months in a season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, can you really, like, and then some, I had a conversation with someone before, and basically what would come up was, who could you lot live with out for 2-3 months? Now, if you lost a Salah, but you still had a Mane and a Firmino, I think we could maybe still be in and around. Yeah. Even what,
if you're losing
it's going to affect them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, we got 3 of the guys, but 2 hot shots. If you lose both of them, you're all at sea. But if you lose Virgil, yeah, or even if you lose Gomez, and then you've got Matip comes in and Matip goes, who are you going to put alongside Virgil?
Fabinho.
Now, I see that shout, yeah? No, I see that shout. So but what I'm saying is, you can't really look at it like on having a centre midfielder at centre back.
He plays centre back really well.
He does,
but we lose from our midfield though.
We were saying that in the game yesterday
that Henderson shouldn't have started. Fabinho should have started.
Yeah, why though? Because Henderson's unfit, not because he can't play the role, because he was unfit. We know he can play as a six. So,
but our team is better with Fabinho in it. No, in midfield.
Of course, any team is better with players in their preferred positions. Mm. But just like how Man City put Fernandinho in centre back, let's be honest.
And then that's taken away from them in midfield.
No, hold on. How bad did he do at centre back?
No, Fabinho's fine at centre back, don't get me wrong, but in midfield.
We suffer as a team. But we don't
because then we have Henderson in the six. We still have Wijnaldum, and then we play Naby. And hold on, there's still Ox to come back. And Milner's still there.
Can they do Fabinho's job though?
Listen, Henderson can do Milner's job.
Okay, Fabinho's ability.
Defensively, he can do that job.
I agree.
I tell you the one thing that Henderson probably doesn't give you that Fabinho gives you is probably their threat, that shot, that power drive that Fabinho has. Mm-hmm. And even that lofted pass, Henderson's more cut across the ball, 40, 50 yard pass. Do you get what I'm saying? The passing style is not the same. Other than that, where it counts for me defensively, Henderson does that job.
But not to Fabinho's ability.
For me, all I wanted to say is let's not fall into that trap because City did, and the following season they never addressed the centre back thing.
Laporte was out for time, but
Fernandinho is overall, he plays centre back well, but he's not a centre back. So what I'm saying is when you play these other teams and they actually start getting at you, because you're your mind is of a DM or whatever it is. It's not of a centre-back. So you go there to do a job, but you don't think like a centre-back naturally, yeah? And that's where problems come about.
Okay, I don't want to... I understand what you're saying. I'm not going to debate the ins and outs of, like, what you just said. I'm just saying...
Yeah, go on. You think we're okay.
A defender, I think we're okay. Where we do need to address... is more in the attacking sense. Is the centre, is in the midfield. We need another creative spark. Like, who have we got that is a creative spark for midfield?
Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Curtis Jones, that's his kind of game. Creativity is his strong point.
Okay, Ox is injured.
Mm-hmm.
Ox is injured. Curtis Jones is a rookie. Nabi has probably
shown his parts.
Yeah, in flashes that he can do some stuff, but he's... Even, it's mad to say it, but even after like two seasons, he's still finding his feet. So we have no one who we can say, right, that's the man. We don't have a De Bruyne. We don't have that. It's like that one player. That's all City. That's not all City. They had David Silva. I mean, even Phil Foden's looking at it. But anyway.
A lot of people don't have a...
No one has a KDB.
No, what you're saying, but everyone does have... No, but people... So if you look at Leicester have got their... What's that? Everyone's got a kind of guy they go to in that sense.
And we don't have that. And Naby's supposed to be that guy, but come on, let's just be... We're putting Naby to the side because he needs time or whatever you might think of him. Mm. So we put him to the side. We don't have that guy.
Yeah.
We don't have that guy. So
I think Ox can do it.
Wow, Siri's getting involved.
I think Ox can do that job. I think Ox is a creative spark.
Ox hasn't
driving
done
driving from the midfield. Think that first season when he came, like, the goals against Man City.
Ox hasn't done since when he got injured against Roma at Anfield in the Champions League semi-final. He's not been that player again. I think I'll be bold enough to say that he's not done that season. He was like he was unbelievable. I was thinking to myself, boy, is anyone coming in now? I don't actually know how you squeeze this boy out. Mm. But then what's happened is he's come back in. I mean, he's had a little flashes here and there.
But again, that's because we don't play that way. Yeah, he's coming to a different team.
Mm,
when he came in, it was Henderson, Wijnaldum, and he was the most progressive. It's just three solid centre midfielders. I want you to do your job. I want you to hold your position.
Yeah.
I want you to cover the fullback. So that's what I think.
I worry for him at times because they play him sometimes in that front three. They've done it
at times.
He's out. That's not him, innit?
He doesn't want to do that anymore. Yeah. He doesn't want to play wide anymore. At his Arsenal days, he doesn't really like that position.
So it's hurt. Kind of thing. But no, I think, I don't see why we couldn't have both of them, in all fairness. It might sound I'm being greedy, but bloody hell. The thing that's killing me, Liverpool, what is this thing with this? What's wrong? 30 million, yeah? For Thiago and sort out Winnie's contract. What's going on here?
Okay,
30 M's. Me and you had this debate.
I'm going to jump on this quickly. I'm going to just jump on this quickly because, for starters, do we know we're really interested in Thiago? We're reading speculation.
Mm-hmm.
No one at the club will turn out and say that we really want Thiago. And the reason why I ask that question is because Liverpool move in silence, like the G in lasagna.
Mm.
We don't make noise when it comes to the things we do. Even that left back, Timothy, however you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he come from?
Mm.
We knew we made an offer for the Norwich kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That flopped. Nobody expected, everyone expected us to go back for the Norwich kid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then this Greek kid comes in. See the silence?
Yeah, yeah.
This has been too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
For my liking, yeah, for a Liverpool signing. So are we really interested in Thiago? Second of all, I think I read it. Don't quote me on the figures, but I think I read without gate receipts, it's like 100 million a month the club are losing.
Mm.
Me personally, if I was losing a certain amount of money, but I had a pot of money, I won't be quick to buy those new trainers and those new jeans.
Definitely.
I might be saying
Definitely.
To myself, let hold me hold
back.
On to that pot just to see what happens in the future in case I need to pay this bill or that bill. How do you know FSG are not boxing clever? Because we don't know how long this no fans is going to last for and how much it's going to affect. Like, do we know the TV rights? Are we being paid TV rights now? Because there's no fans, every game's being broadcast practically.
Mm-hmm.
So is that free? What? Do we know? We don't know.
You're losing gate receipts. And for me, like, why spend 30 million euros when a couple months later you can get it for free?
There's that.
But another club takes in pace of 30 M's and then
maybe
what?
So. And listen,
but we're Liverpool. We're European. We're champions.
Sam riding on the reputation. That's fair enough.
Which we should. Which is fair
enough. We should ride on the reputation. That's fair enough. But what my point is that there's a lot of talk in Anfield South and in our group that we're broke and all this, that and other. But I'm just saying, like, we don't really know the ins and outs. And I think you need to take the ins and outs into consideration. Definitely. The new training facilities, yeah? Yeah. The grass and the pitch has been recently relayed at Anfield. The stadium extension. All these things cost money. And I'm just saying, like, why you might look at him and think, rah, brother, winning buy me that drink is only a pound. I don't know your situation. So I can't say what that pound means to you.
Yeah, winning a league, there to pay out bonuses to the players.
So here's a conundrum. Here's a conundrum for you then, yeah?
As well, sorry, before you go into it.
Go on.
I've read something about the Premier League clubs having to pay back some of the TV money from last season because of the COVID situation.
Had to pay season ticket holders their money back. There's lots of things. I don't think people are fully comprehending that bigger picture.
Right, we're on the same page again, my jigger. So, come on.
So here's
what
you
say, bro.
It's cool, it's cool. Two up. It's cool. Spurs, yeah, have a new ground. Mm-hmm. And in that as well, you know, when they made the Champions League final, they apparently got 100 M's for making that thing. I don't know how true that is, but that's what supposedly they got. We made the Champions League final back to back. We just won the Premier League. We've won the World Club Cup, and the Super Cup, and all the rest of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in my eyes, when they then showed some figures out of the other boys, Spurs are actually ahead of us with some of the money that they've spent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are they doing that? And they got to forget everything else. They got a new ground. Their new ground. We've done the grass. We've done these little bits and bobs. But they've done a lot more. Right now, remember when Arsenal spent what they did on their stadium, yeah? Mm-hmm. Arsenal were only...
Struggled.
And they were just selling players. Mm-hmm. That's all they were doing. They weren't doing nothing else.
Okay, I'm gonna kind of try to answer that. Yeah. What do you want to answer it? I can answer it, kind
of.
You
want to
answer
it? Both of you, tag it up. Right, it's cool,
you know
man.
What? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You tag me in. Yeah. No. With Spurs, with their new stadium, yeah? Mm-hmm. Aren't they renting the space to an American football team as well?
Yeah, the ground, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
They're getting revenue from that.
Yeah.
Aren't they also letting the ground be used as a venue as well for...
They do that because they retract the ground. It retracts out.
Already Spurs are generating more income on their new stadium than Arsenal did when Arsenal made it. Mm-hmm. And more income than we are because we're not...
It's just a football ground.
Spurs don't win nothing, though.
It doesn't matter about winning stuff. I'll tell you why. Because there's still bills to be paid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we won all this stuff, but there's still bills to be paid. Bills that I'm not privy to, and nobody is, but we just know that there's bills to be paid. Mm-hmm. One of them being, like Sam said, player bonuses when you win things. Mm. We all know how contracts work. So there'll be bonuses in there. Spurs don't have to play player bonuses because they win fuck all, you get me? Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? So the way your pocket set up to my pocket is two different things. Mm. We go shopping together, you could buy those £500 jeans. I might only be able to afford the 150 jeans because you don't know how my bank's set up. Mm. Same way, and I'm just saying, whilst I know 30 million is minuscule compared to football money, we don't know the real ins and outs of our finances and where the money's going or if they're saving for a rainy day because right now it's fucking raining COVID, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So go on, Sam.
Yeah. And I'm saying we're just trying to live within our means, like what we earn, what we generate through player performance on the pitch, that's what we're going to spend. So I think there's more to it. I'd like Thiago, although I don't see him as a necessity, but yeah, I just think that we don't know the ins and outs. There's a lot more to it, and we should trust Klopp.
I said, I was on the radio the other day, and I said, I trust him.
Plug.
Yeah.
Guys, always listen out. We're always on TalkSport. So listen out, man. Keep an eye on the Twitter, the Instagram, the handles are up there. I know you can see them. You know what I'm saying? And follow and, you know what I mean? Tune in.
Yeah, no, I said exactly that. I trust in Klopp, but I can't help but I've watched football for pretty much all my life. And growing up and seeing every time someone wins a league or does something along them lines, they strengthen. Whether it's one, two players max, they do it. See, but hear me out. Before you think, hear me out. I just don't think this team can go a third season, and expect the levels that you've had the last two without there being things. You need Trent. There's no competition there. Robbo, none.
That's why we brought the left back.
Then you go... But I don't. I see that more as cover than Williams,
But you see it as cover. But at the end of the day, to that player, it's competition. And the reason why I'm jumping in on you, so
that's cool. I know you're go for
because,
that.
Is because no other team has had to deal with a global pandemic. Mm. It's different. There's so much uncertainty. There's so much uncertainty. You can't go out spending money. If you live within your means, like Liverpool do, and you keep your books balanced, and you're not a Man City, and you're not a Chelsea, it's uncharted territory.
Yeah. These things affect
you. You either spend, and then shit, it's another 6 months, a year without fans. Fuck. But we bought 30 million Thiago.
Mm. We're committed to 200 grand wages.
Exactly, Sam.
And the signing on fee.
Exactly, Sam. So that's what I'm saying. It's mad. People need to realise that, bro, like, while this COVID thing is going on, shit's going to be a little bit different.
So I think then, so Liverpool fans have to accept the fact that if we win this year, then great. But if we don't, it's like, oh, well, COVID happened and we didn't strengthen and that's it. Because I find that a bit of pill to swallow,
I agree with you.
I think our opponents yesterday were the best example of like what you do when you just try and throw money at it. Remember Leeds? They chased the dream. They got in the Champions League.
Yeah,
and thought, oh, we're the big time now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, no Champions League, no money. Had to sell Kiel. Had to sell Ferdinand. Had to sell all their stars. Do you want that for us?
I don't want that for us. But what they done to what they went for is Liverpool. I'm not asking Liverpool to go and spend millions of pounds. Look what Chelsea have gone out and everyone's looking at them making a statement. And the thing is, but them boys have the gel.
Chelsea didn't spend the Hazard money. Chelsea had on a ban. They had the Hazard money in their pocket.
For not following FFP.
Those rules don't mean
nothing to
them.
Exactly. They mean something to us.
Thank you, Sam. We've been following the rules. We've been doing what we thought was the right
Arsenal
thing to do.
Arsenal follow the rules.
But who have Arsenal bought?
Yeah.
Who have they bought?
They ain't though. But
they're on a pay-as-you-go team with Pepe from do you get what I'm saying? So the proper teams that are doing it properly.
Man United, they've only spent out 40 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Who, United?
Yeah.
Yeah. But in saying that, United beforehand have been, it's only now you're looking at they're kind of like trying to think, but look at what they've got. If you actually look at United's team on paper, they're a different kind of manager because on paper, that team is mad, you know? As much as I hate United, their team on paper ain't shit, you know?
Yeah, we're football fans first, though, innit?
Yeah, so they're not shit. They're not shit, bro. So they can do what they need to
I'll
do.
I'll wait for their first game before I pass.
Look at us.
Bro, but you know what?
Just
we could talk about
bear
this.
With it. That's what I'm saying, Liverpool fans. Bear with it.
Words out of my mouth. I think Liverpool fans will bear with it. But I know everyone's anxious. So you're going to have your own opinions and you're going to think like what you're going to think. So cool, innit? But me and Sam think we're going to be patient. Leroy's not too happy with it. I saw it going it.
And listen, overall yesterday, I'm happy for the 3 points, but I was pissed off. I just felt that, you know, picking up on the season as we have done, like, I know it's one game, but I just wanted to see a bit more of a... I don't mind if you have a little slip up in the game, like how we did, but then when you take control of it, you go, look, that's why they're champions, actually. They slipped up there and their thing, but what it is was more like a thing at the end, smash
first
grab, we
game
got
of
our
the
thing.
Season, man.
It's, yeah, but we didn't... You know what? Even against Norwich,
we looked in control.
Yeah, we looked better than that.
Yeah, but... Let's be honest, Leeds are better than Norwich. Play a better brand of
Norwich
football than Norwich.
Naive.
Norwich,
yeah.
Norwich,
they're very, very naive.
Where are Norwich now? They got relegated first. Yeah.
But you know what? Their biggest problem was the fact that they only had someone like Pookie. Pookie was their guy that got the goals. Once you take that guy out, then the team's dead because there's no goals. No goals, no points. No points, you slip down the league, bro.
Yeah,
it's simple.
But bottom line is, though, if I had to pick between Norwich and Leeds, I'm picking Leeds.
Leeds were brilliant yesterday.
You know what?
I think we're here criticising, and rightly so, because of what Liverpool have done, but fair is fair. Leeds were brilliant.
I'm going to put my neck on the line here now, if Leeds are in a position, like, where I'm talking safety, at the halfway point of the season, everyone who attends Anfield South will buy a drink.
All right.
You know why?
Take down the camera, man.
All right, listen. If Leeds are at the safety point, like at the halfway point, I'll buy everyone a drink.
What's safety? What's safety?
Well, when do you reach that? When do you reach that?
Well,
safety
is 40 points, isn't it? 40 points usually comes more towards the end of the season, so you can't really go on.
January. I think by January they're in trouble.
You think so?
You know why? I know their team, and their team is a team where see that kind of game they play. People look the similarities to us. But if you see what Klopp done, Klopp's got he's got midfielders. Not for days, but we've got guys that can come in. Like, so if you lose the Fabs, that's how it was last season. You lose this one, that one. They don't have that. They have a team, not a squad. Yeah. So if you play that kind of tenacity every week, that sort of thing, I'm telling you now, you're not going to be able to keep up. I promise you that. Yeah. No. I promise you that. We do.
But we stopped after the season.
But what I'm saying is, do you remember with us, it was a progression. Like I said to everyone before, when he first come, first half we'd be like unbelievable. We'd blow you out of the water. Mm. Second half, by the 60th minute, man of treading water. That's what used to happen, innit?
Fair enough.
But then after, as I said in our other things, if you go back and watch our other bits, I used to say, we're now doing it in stages. So we'll look at you, boop, 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 15, 20 minutes.
Bielsa would do that, man. He'll be over the wall at Melwood, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it goes, isn't it? We do it in stages, isn't it? Them guys are doing it like it's throughout, isn't it? That's why they kind of lost a little bit in the tank at the end of the game yesterday. I thought it was going to come earlier. Mm. But I think what kept them going was the whole thing, the adrenaline of it's Anfield. Mm. We're at the champions. They ain't lost here. Come on, lads, let's go for it. Like, you know what I mean? That's what pushed them. But I think, I don't know.
Well,
I'm not being too critical of you boys, but I don't think you're going to be able to do it, boys. Sorry.
Nah, I just think that Leeds are good. I think that, mate, they've done over 46 games. So 38 to them, is it? Really, yeah. Thing.
But did when again? I don't know if you watched the championship like that. Yeah, to be fair, actually, it was a lot closer than what you actually think.
They threw it away. Yeah, they did. I was keeping an eye on the standings.
And I tell you what, a few seasons in a row, they've done that.
Yeah, they threw it away. Yeah, they threw it away in the playoffs and all that. Yeah, I know, I get that. But I think my point still stands, regardless of you heard it here first, boy. Beijing Bruce said, if Leeds are relatively safe by January, everyone in Anfield South gets a drink. So even if you don't like us, join the group. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get free drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, get involved. I'm joking.
You know, regardless of where they finish or where they're safe, I still believe Leeds are a better team than Norwich. Hence why the game was how it was yesterday compared to the Norwich game. Do you know what I'm saying? Plus, we had the fans against Norwich, and the fans, that's the 12th man. That's 100% the 12th man. So, yeah, I mean, but I think Leeds are better than Norwich. So, but you know, time will tell. Mm-hmm. Overall, I just want to say, before we finish up on this Leeds game, Salah appreciation, mate, because a lot of people said a lot of stuff about Salah, and a lot of the pundits out there are saying that he's not as appreciated, as other fans, other players in the team. And I think that is so. I think a lot of people give Salah a hard time. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they perceive him as greedy and blah, blah, blah. But yesterday, that is a guy you need in your team.
That's what I want. You do that, I ain't got a problem. Mm.
Mm. I mean, the stat I read on Salah is that he is the first LFC player to score a hat-trick on match day one of a league season since John Aldridge against Charlton in like 88-89 season. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was another one as well, I think, where he scored in every... He scored in the opening games.
Of the last three seasons.
That's a statement.
And there's another stat where he's a certain amount of goals in a certain amount of time faster than Ian Rush or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was.
It's a machine.
I mean, so I just want a moment to everyone to appreciate the genius that is Mohamed Salah. He's a baller. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely amazing. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be sitting there with 3 points in our pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
big ups to you, Mo. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
But, so moving away from the Leeds game, I just want to ask you a couple more things before we wrap this one up, man, because time's of the essence. I want to know who's going to be our top goal scorer first. Then I want to know 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the Premier League.
Okay.
And I want to know what you think we're going to win. So, predictions. Start with top goal scorer.
It's a toss-up, really, though, man, for top goal scorer. Because, obviously, you'll look at Salah and you'd immediately be like, wow, and you know, his things speak for itself, really. It probably will be Salah. I do rate Mane heavily, though. I don't know how thingy will be this season, but, yeah, Salah might
just... he didn't score yesterday.
Though. I think just slightly he might... Salah probably might just edge it in that sense. Mm-hmm. He'd probably get golden boot as well.
Things
not just for I mean for it'd be top goal scorer for us, but I think he'll probably get golden boot this year. The desire is there, that missing it out, I think last year it got to him a bit because he couldn't score towards the end of the season.
Okay, what about you, Sam?
Top goal scorer, toss up between Salah and Mane. And I think on Salah's performance, he had that eye of the tiger back, and I'm gonna back Salah.
Okay, fair enough. Just to be different, I'm going to back Mane.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I just feel like he will get... I know he'll get those occasional goals, but there will be a dip for Salah. As I think's happened in most of his seasons. Yeah, just a little dip where he doesn't quite find the back of the net, and I think Mane's the guy who doesn't really have that dip in front of goal. I think he's just always scoring. So yeah, I'm going to go for Mane just to be a little bit different as well. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, cool.
What do you think we'll win this season, Sam?
It's tough.
Just put your neck out on the line, man.
We'll win the league. And I'd like to see us have a good cup run, if I'm honest. I want to, like, it's been a while since we've had a cup run, and I think that it would be nice to kind of, like, us get to the cup final, day out for the fans, see us lift the trophy.
You know, you hope for the fans. You know what I mean? Jeez.
We think positive around it. Yeah. So I'm going to say we're going to win the league. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot tougher. But from what I've seen, every year under Klopp we've progressed, and we're going to do it again.
Fair enough. Lee?
Yeah, Premier League.
Yeah.
And I normally, you know me, I'm Mr. Doubt. But yeah, the league. And I want to say the Champions League, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
We could do the double again.
Yeah, I think we could
again,
do it, you know.
Do the double, yeah.
Yeah, I think we could do it, you know. I really do. I think if that team plays the way it did last season... And with the disappointment of actually missing out with Atletico, how we did, I think that team could pretty much do the same again. In regards to FA Cup and stuff, like, I don't know how we'll run it, because obviously last year it was done that way because of obvious reasons. We were in Super Cup and all the rest of it, and World Cup and crap like that. But if I'm honest with you, it doesn't really bother me too much. It's the Premier League and the Champions League. You want to win everything,
but
I'll be real. But
yeah, but you're picking now, isn't it? You're picking
it's
your
like
priority.
If I had to think... Those ones there. And I think we could... The Premier League, definitely. I'm like 80% of winning the Champions League.
Okay.
The team to beat is Bayern.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, they got six like us, innit? So it'd be nice.
They got six?
They have now.
Yeah, they got six.
Did you
six.
Count that? Mate, they didn't go through two legs.
Okay, do you know
mate,
what?
Mate, that's five and a half for me. It's five and a half.
Do you know what?
It's a good shout.
Just quickly, I make you right, because a lot of people, Liverpool, you won the COVID Cup, blah, blah, blah. No, we won the league from January, man, so fuck off. But yeah, the Premier League, when we came back, the Premier League was the same format, home and away games,
it's
whatever.
True.
So it was the same format.
Actually,
it was finished
in
its right format. The Champions League changed. It would turn to one leg. So it's a knockoff, isn't it? So I agree with you.
They are a different animal, though.
But
Bayern,
for argument's sake, they're on six, innit? So it would be nice to get back above.
Five and a half. We're on six.
For me, it's the Premier League. I think we'll win the Premier League. And I think we'll take the League Cup as well.
Yeah.
I think we'll take the League Cup. I think we'll get a cup in early.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we'll take the League Cup and then, Premier League. Those are the two I'm going to go for.
Cool.
One, two, three, four. I'll go first. You guys have gone first already. I'm going to go Liverpool, City, Chelsea, United.
Okay. What about you, Sam?
I'm going to be different. I'm going to Liverpool, Chelsea, City... Arsenal.
Ooh.
Right, yeah, no, I'm Liverpool, City. I'd probably say Chelsea in third. And fourth is really tight, like. And no one's really spoke about them, but I actually think this season they're going to be...
Oh, you're going to say Spurs, aren't
you? I am. You know why? Because this is a big do or die season for Mourinho. And he's an arrogant so-and-so, but he knows for the age he is, he could stay in football for a bit longer, but how he is as a man, like, he wouldn't want to fail there like that. And I think with the players that they've still got in their arsenal, I would love to have us got a player like Song would be amazing, but let's not go there. I'm not going to go down that route, but Spurs for me.
Okay.
Spurs for me.
No, it's difficult, because where I see, I think Liverpool, City, Chelsea, the league's, the title's going to one of those three. And then the fourth place is up for grabs. I could have said Tottenham, I could have said United, but I've gone for Arsenal.
Yeah. No, okay. I don't think Arsenal make Champions League. I think they just miss out. I just think they're not ready. They're not complete yet. They're not complete to compete at the top. And that's, I'm talking just the Premier League. Yeah, they won yesterday 3-0, but I just think it's full of minute.
fucking full of shit.
For me, they've addressed their weak point, which is their defence. I've always looked at Arsenal and thought, your defence ain't doing...
Have they?
I think they have.
It's not been tested yet.
I think
City, they beat Chelsea.
That was towards the end of thingy.
Yeah.
What I would give them, though, is the staying with it. What I used to notice with Arsenal, what was happening to them is when they went a goal down, poof, they were gone. You'd roll them like two, three. The bigger teams used to just roll on them. Mm. But then what happened was, against us, they went a goal down, heads never went. Every time I've watched them, their heads don't go if they go a goal down now. That's what Arteta's done. And yeah, I agree with you. He has made the defence. He has given them something,
And that's a platform.
Yeah, and that's to build off. But I think overall, I can see what Sim's saying, which is obviously at the end of the day, it's still Arsenal are still in that stage where they're building, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So at the end of at the front, it's kind of like they're kind of top things. So you got Aubameyang will always dig them out. If they didn't have Aubameyang, it'd be a wrap.
Finished,
mate.
Yeah. They wouldn't be relevant. It'd be irrelevant as a team.
He keeps them where they are, really, because he finishes, he gets the goals. Because without them goals, you could try and come back from a thing, but you ain't going to be able to do that strike. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think they may miss out. I agree.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, boys, that's it, man. It's time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent.
It's been fucking an excellent episode, man.
Definitely,
do you know what I'm saying? Because it's good to be back.
Definitely.
Because we were quiet over the break, but we're back in our home, you know what I'm saying? And back on your screens, on your phones, and all that kind of good stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Guys, make sure you follow, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, share, comment, all of that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? If you liked it, you liked it. If you didn't like it, you didn't like it. Say so, man. You know what I mean? We could do better. But yeah. Boys, for now, I've been your boy Slim as always. It's been Sam.
Sam, signing out.
And Bayesian Bruce.
Bayesian Bruce signing out, a.k.a. Lee.
Yeah. And until the next time, guys, man.